This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Oops. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Sorry, I have my mute button on.
That's funny because you were sitting there like so
ready to
peacefully
go.
Ready to go. As I turned my camera on, I thought, well, why isn't she talking? I didn't even look up until
I'm
after.
Like, blah, 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 blah. Oh, no. Oops.
Anyway, hi.
Hi. How's everybody?
Good.
Excellent.
Productive day yesterday, you know. I went and drove the car around because it
needed
that.
Oh, that's good. It needs to be driven once in a while, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always like, John, take my car. John, take my car.
And then
just get some miles on that thing.
Yeah, I know. You got to do it. And then Maka came over and watched the kids for a bit. So there was a little break. Well, actually, I take that back. She came over, and then I went to drive the car. That's why I was able to do that.
Run for it!
And then the missus, so check this out.
Mm-hmm.
My wife used to surf with me, but you know, then you have kids and stuff changes, right?
So one person,
she can surf. She has surfed many, many times. She's been on trips. She's a decent surfer, and certainly a great athlete. So you know, takes to it most things pretty easily.
Some people have that natural athleticism.
Mm-hmm. And also an understanding of balance, and you know, it's not even anyway, whatever. So, she goes, "I'm going to take Isla to the water, and we're going to go paddle around on the surfboard." And I was like, quietly exploding inside. I was so happy.
Yes.
And I just went, "Oh, that's just good, you guys. Well, you have fun." And oh yes, that's great.
Get her going.
Right. So, I know where they're going, and I go, all right, well, you guys go, and it's a very safe place for anyone of any level to go. But I happen to know, I don't know what you know about Surfline, but Surfline is a place that has set up, it's a website that has set up cameras so you can look at the ocean and sort of get an idea of what the surf's like before you go.
Mm-hmm.
So I pull up the spot. I don't know. I'm busy, so I'm doing some things. And then I finally, I guess it would have been 3:30 in the afternoon. I go, oh, yeah, I should pull up Surfline and see if I can see them paddling around. Right as I pull it up, there's my surfboard and my wife and my kid walking down the beach. And I'm like, I get to watch. This is awesome.
God. That
and
is
I watched them do the whole thing. Meanwhile, I'm on my iPad and I'm snapping stills of like every 2 seconds. Oh my God, that's them. They're going to love this. And they went, yeah, that's us. Thanks. So anyway, but I loved it. So I was having a blast. Anyway, I got to watch them go through
the whole. Are they both in wetsuits? And
they put on their suits. I watched mom zip up her suit. I watched Isla walk away from the water, and I'm like, oh, I know this routine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm scared. I don't want to go. All right. Well, let's go home. Well, no, I want to go. I just want you to help me get in there. All right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a whole thing.
Sure.
But I watched the whole thing. I know the routine and was like, oh, my God, this is amazing. And then I watched them get in and paddle away. They paddled out of view, and I went, well, all right. That was
fun. So they're both on one board?
Yes, they're sharing one of my longboards. It's like 9 foot, and it's the only way that could go.
Right.
And that's the way she did it with me when we did it last year.
Your daughter.
Yes. Sorry, I had to take a sip of my coffee.
Oh, I did. Believe
me.
Trying to get up to speed. I feel that.
Anyway, that was a neat thing that went down yesterday. That was sort of, there's technology working for me. I see it. I see all its negatives, but there is, like, how cool that I was able to share that moment from my bedroom with my guitar on my lap. Awesome.
I was thinking about you guys yesterday because, well, your daughter is, I mean, I know she's got all kinds of restrictions, and this may not be a thing for her at all, but a couple days ago, we made keto tortilla chips. John,
I saw your post, yeah.
Found some recipe, and he rolled it all out, and it's basically cheese and flour. So later, I was on Instagram, and a very nice lady from a place called Misfit Bakehouse said, oh, you should try our tortillas. Like, they're keto, they're great. And I randomly click over. I'm looking at this place is in Palo Alto. Ding, ding, shame. And I'm looking on there, and it's not all keto stuff, but it's like the gluten-free choices. I was like, well, damn. Because, you know, John tries to be gluten-free. He tries to be, you know, whatever. But I thought about you guys, because I know you guys are gluten-free.
I'm not gluten-free.
Right,
I don't care, and I don't get it. And Christina doesn't have a true reaction to it. Like, sorry, it's
celiacs
escaping.
Or whatever.
Yeah. There are people who truly need to be gluten. She says she can feel the difference in her running. That when she has gluten, it makes her legs sore. And when she doesn't, she feels great. Okay.
But your daughter is totally gluten-free?
My daughter has to be. The restrictions are unbelievable.
Well,
and
so
it's
maybe
sad, actually.
Yeah, maybe you should, because that's the thing is, first of all, gluten-free food sucks a lot. You know, like they've made some progress. Like there's some decent pasta you can get and stuff, but gluten-free bread, bleh. So I'm like, F it. I'm going to try a couple of these things and see how they are. So I ordered a half loaf of bread, chocolate chip cookies, and cinnamon rolls. I'm like, cinnamon rolls? And then I also got the keto tortillas for my son who's doing keto.
What's the name of these dudes?
Misfit Bakehouse.
I got it.
99% sure. It's in Palo Alto. But it was, I'm telling you, these chocolate chip cookies, like I already had one today. I was like, oh my God, I can't believe there's one left after last night. Because that never happens.
And but so you disappeared it this morning.
I did immediately. It went by fast too. I was like, ooh, where'd that go? It's like someone snuck in here and ate that thing.
Someone did.
Who? Oh my God. But they, you know, they don't have a ton of keto choices, but they do have, like, there's some keto stuff. You got to go on there, you know, for whatever diet, but they had all kinds of like dietary restriction stuff. And I thought, well, you know, I know that Christina is working hard to get the right foods going for your daughter. So
one of the things that's an issue that we've noticed more now, cause we have to. There's a lot of unnamed ingredients that fall into a bundle. Less than 3% of these things. So there's a lot of stuff that looks like it could work, but she doesn't give it to her because if it sets her into some kind of relapse. I mean, what we're talking about, we think she has Crohn's. She hasn't been diagnosed yet. Thanks to the pandemic, we've just stayed home. And that's one of the reasons why we're so paranoid about catching COVID is because we'd been in the hospital already this year. Like, what was it? 4 days in January, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just, you know, and when you see that, you just stuff gets real fast. So,
well, and not to mention the months leading up to that point. Flu, right? But she's been... This poor kid. I mean, she's had everything.
Her gut has been bleeding. Like that's the severity of this thing. So we've got that stopped and the pain has stopped and that's where in heaven. So whatever it takes, right? Except
take no chances.
Right. It's very food related and it's a thing. And I will absolutely pass this to the missus. Thank you so much. Because
sure. Well, look, I mean, good gluten-free food that you don't have to make yourself, you know.
Right.
Woo.
I always
and the cinnamon
things.
Rolls were actually quite cinnamony, Vinny. I was
is that right?
Like, oh my goodness!
I do
this
love
is a gluten free. Me too. I mean, it didn't have the delicious, you know, frosting on the top, but that's probably not for the best anyway, right?
Wow. Right.
It was more tasted kind of healthy. I don't know, but it was you know, yeah, like chewy cookies, and you know, oh my god, amazing.
I anyway. Always bring one new thing home each time I go to the grocery store, and almost always it gets vetoed. But every now and then there's like, oh, this could work. Every now and then I'm like, yes, I did it. But mostly it's like, no, that's not good.
No, that's got this in it, less right. than 3% of this. The other
well,
thing
like
I
would. I'm eating that today. Great.
Yeah. Well, you know, you did bring it home.
Right.
Somebody's got to eat it.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. You were about to say something.
No. Well, you know, your boyfriend, Pat, from, well, formerly of that one band. He is a big electric bike guy now, but he doesn't buy them. He makes them.
He's very handy. I follow him on Instagram and he is really handy.
He made an electric, VW bug beetle, whatever. I don't know what the right name is for that, but he's like really into this like electrifying various pieces of machinery and finding ways to do it. So he found this weird old bike and by found it, his brother-in-law was walking down the street and saw this bike that had a free sign on it, you know, as people do. They put stuff outside their house. And the thing was, like, moldy and just, like, covered in an inch of dust. And it's, like, this weird, like, homemade bike, you know. So he's like, hey, snaps a picture of it. Pat, do you want me to grab this for you? Pat's like, yes. So it's got this weird, like, arched frame that goes from tire to tire and then everything else is sort of welded onto it, but it's kind of like weirdly cool looking. So he's got this battery, but he can't figure out how he's going to attach this battery pack that he's got on there. So he comes over and you know,
to
it's
your
it's
place
to yeah he comes so he's masked, we're both mm-hmm. masked, and he's got his drawings of what he wants to do, and he set me on a road. He's like, I need something I'm going to need to be able to strap it onto this big tube that's connecting these two things, and it's got
You're his design guy? Is that what you're saying?
Together we designed what it was going to be. You know, this sort of battery holder, and it needs to have this opening here for these wires and this opening here, and it needs to be padded, and it's... So I spent my afternoon making... But it's a good feeling, you know, when you go from, like, here's what I need to, here it is, let's try it out, and we put it on and strap it in and snap it all together, and...
Oh, did you sew some things for it too, or?
Oh yes, I sewed him. It's like a canvas.
Oh,
a heavy pack.
I know that you're pretty into all different types of design. I didn't know if that sewing was involved or if this was just about how to best harness the thing down. I don't know. I didn't realize that was.
Yeah,
but okay.
It was. He needed basically a holder so that he could slide this huge. He needed a battery purse. But it needed to be tight, and it needed to have this. So he left me the battery, and I worked the thing around it, and it was cool. I was like, oh, look
neat.
At that. And then he put it on the bike. We strapped it on, and he plugged it in, and the bike turned on. Well, silently. He didn't like roar to life or anything. And he rode up and took it up the hill. I'm like, oh, my
Those
God.
Batteries are pretty heavy, right? So
they're really heavy, so mm-hmm. it needed to have like a whole. And there's only this one tube that's holding the whole bike together. So it had to strap to it. It's fat, so it was like. It was like a weird thing to attach something to, but we figured it out. We sat
I come
and...
from a family of those people, and those people, Pat included, are people willing to be out away from home and have crap break down. And that's,
yes.
I'm not.
Yes.
That is not my, I will not do that. I hate that crap. I don't want to be troubleshooting while I'm on a date with someone in my car or while I'm... Yeah. Name the thing while I'm away from home trying to do said adventure, and now my thing that I've fashioned is not working, and I've got to figure out, sorry, everyone, it's going to be a minute or you need to call an Uber because we may not get home. I can't stand that crap. I hate it, but good for him. No,
he's clearly willing to do that. He actually rode the bike down the hill with no motor on it to get, and it's, he has to go up the hill. It had to work, or he was going to be. I don't know.
Brandon, you seem to be somewhat willing to go there too. I don't know that. I know you am. Yeah,
I'm not nearly as capable as my dad, the mechanic, is. Like, my dad prides himself on being able to fix his diesel engine with, like, his monkey wrench that's on his keychain. It's like this little tiny thing. He's like, oh, let me just start tweaking that. And you know what? That's awesome.
It is awesome. I'm not, you know, my dad's in heaven. He's looking down and he's, like, shaking his head. But I can't. I hate that crap. And my dad is the guy who the car breaks down. He's like, hold on, let me get out and take a look at that. And you just go,
oh boy.
But we're dry. What?
Yeah.
Well, at least
if your dad was going to go look at it, like, you know, and especially with older vehicles, there was a chance he was going to get that thing going, and that wasn't going to be a problem. These days, it's right. Like, you know, oh great, let me get my computer diagnostic system. Let me roll that around to the front of the car.
But anyway, that's really cool. I'm glad you impact. I mean, that's really productive use of your time, no doubt.
It was. Well, it's, you know, it was that or make more masks. So I just went ahead. You know, I am so sick.
Or
of
call Bryn.
Masks. Yeah, I know.
Is
I don't
Bryn
worry.
Not answering.
I did that too. I did that later.
You can squeeze that in.
Yeah, we squeeze in a quick Zoom, but it was really fast because I was busy doing that, and then John had a casserole in the oven and. A keto casserole. And so I'm like, hey, I got like 5 minutes. You want to Zoom? He jumps on. I'm like, okay, I got to get John calls me immediately.
Go.
I got to go. He's like, oh, man.
Hey, you have a second to Zoom? And I'm like, hold on, let me situate camera. And I'm trying to figure out what to do.
Five minutes later, he gets
put
on,
it on. I'm like, all right, let's Zoom. I hop on. She goes, I got to go. I'm like, what? All that just so you got to go?
I know. Oh. Oh, well, you know, we saw each other.
We got one of those.
Go ahead.
Go on.
No, I was just saying we didn't have time to loop Nicole in there. We were talking to her yesterday. We were like, hey, when we Zoom later, you want to Zoom? She's like, no, I don't want to be on your 1 minute Zoom call.
No, thanks.
I was waiting for it.
Well, don't worry. It'll happen today.
Okay.
Yeah. We had one of those neat moments in our family yesterday. I've told you many times about my Uncle John. He's the corrupter. Mm-hmm. And he lived at my house. He moved from New York to our house when I was, I don't know, 8, 7, something like that.
A very impressionable age.
Oh, absolutely. And he's a dude who had, he had tattoos.
He smoked cigarettes.
He read Easy Rider magazine, right? He smoked ciggies. He, you know, he's a guy who would roll his ciggies up in his sleeve because that's what you did in New York. He always, you know, wore his boots. He's just this guy that in my life suddenly was like, I need to do all these awful things.
Oh, God.
Right.
Uncle John is bad.
Uh-huh.
He's bad. Cigarettes and tattoos.
Right.
He's
bad. Barfighter guy. He's like, I don't know what form of martial arts he knew, but he's the guy who would, I've never seen Bryn actually do it to me, but and that's because I probably wouldn't let him. But my uncle used to go, hold still. And then he'd swing out a kick and stop 1/2 inch from your nose.
Oh, boy.
And I'd be like, oh, my God, that was awesome.
All right. So
all
the
stuff. Anyway, his daughter, Jenna, my cousin, had a baby yesterday, and so that was the big news, was the text started firing up, and she's in the hospital, and then the next text comes in, oh my God, we have to do a C-section, which is scary, because not planned, but it all worked out okay, and the beauty of this is like, I had some regret that I didn't do it, but my mom's sister, Loretta, passed away from cancer. And she's someone who was able to stay alive. I think it was ovarian, one of the bad ones. And somehow she stayed alive way longer than they expected.
Right.
But when she finally went, it was like, please take her. She's clearly not happy.
Right.
And
right.
So they named her their daughter Loretta. And we were just like,
aww.
Oh, man, that's awesome. Christina starts shedding a tear, and I'm like, don't, you're going to be, I'm going to catch that. It was just like a neat moment for our family. So anyway, welcome to the world.
Congratulations,
Loretta,
to
Jenna,
Uncle John,
my cousin,
to your
and Uncle
first,
John.
So her new daughter, it was obviously named her Loretta. That's your kid's second cousin.
Yes.
Yeah, that's cool.
I think. Yeah, something like that. Anyway.
I don't know how many cousins away you have to be to marry or anything, but, you know, second cousins are, they're pretty close, right? My kids, never mind. We don't have to figure that out. I'll just think on that. I'll think on that on my own time.
You and your third cousins. Or what?
No, first cousins, you can't be marrying first cousins, but I think you might
seconds,
be able to do
though,
second.
That's okay.
Second or,
sure.
Second or third
I'm sorry,
cousins.
It's all gross. Find someone. The world is full of people. Go find someone outside your door.
I don't know. Sometimes
Jesus.
You love your family so much. You what? Just have to bone them. All right, KLLC, KLLC, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.